Time to recap Rutherford County Commissioners meeting from yesterday. This is the first of two meetings for the month of March. That means County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. We were giving Miranda a little static because, you know, she brings her own drinks for herself. She never brings anything for you and I, does
never,
she?
Never. No, exactly. That's what's just upsetting, Rich. I don't get it. So inconsiderate of her. But
she'll learn one of these days.
No.
One of these days, she'll learn.
There you go.
Let's get to the County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope. Nobody was present yesterday.
We move on to review accounts payable claims.
Yes, sir. We did that as well.
Board of Equalization meeting, a public hearing, and board's decisions on applications for tax exemptions on real and personal property.
Yeah, Christy Corral, our assessor, stopped down and come up to the meeting, and we looked at these here a few weeks ago, and Christy's getting things finalized with them. Basically, they're nonprofit organizations and churches and so forth, Rich. And there's 52 organizations, 10 personal property, and 82 real estate properties. And again, it's for tax exemptions. We voted to go ahead and grant those. And there was only three new from the previous year, Rich. So we go ahead and voted to pass those and go forth. So
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Open bids on for crack ceiling.
Yeah, we opened bids. There was two vendors that bid the project. Was B&H Paving out of Scott City, Kansas, and Shelco Construction out of Paxton. We opened the bids, and there was a lot of variables, obviously, to this. One of the vendors would say, don't crack seal that road. It's too far gone for repair. And then the other one would bid it. So we had a lot of things to go through on that, and we haven't made a decision on it, Rich. One of the problems we're facing right now is this is usually a winter project because you like to have the cracks expanded open as far as you can get them, and then when you fill them, then of course in the summertime when they contract back down, then you have your cracks filled. Right now we're kind of obviously receiving unseasonable type weather, and so it's getting warm on us fast, and I think our cracks are closing up. So we tabled the matter. We're going to take a look at this. And we're going to see, you know, kind of go through each road and try to decide on that. And then, you know, we also tossed around the idea of buying our own crack sealing machine, and that we could share between the three districts, and every winter go out and have the road maintenance crews go ahead and seal our cracks. It's obvious. One vendor was somewhere in the tune of 300 and some thousand, and the other one was 82,000. So there was quite a discrepancy, and so we're like I said, we just tabled it. We want to look through those again, and we tabled it till our next meeting on March 25th, and we'll discuss it further then.
And Shelco is doing the cities right now.
Yep, right now. Yep, they're crack sealing, and I think there's still a window there that we're probably still okay, but I know that I don't think those cracks are fully opened right now, at least as much as you'd want for full strength there for max effectiveness. So,
you had a visit from Teresa Thomas, Nebraska Extension, with an annual report.
Yeah, Teresa wasn't present yesterday. However, Brandy Hegeman and Tasha Wolf and Ruby Collins stopped by, and those three gals gave us their annual report, budget and so forth, and expenditures and some of the things that they're doing there. They're doing a good job and kind of just keeping the commissioners in the loop on what's going on up there. You bet.
Discuss updates to zoning comprehensive plans.
Yeah, Rich, this was brought up, kind of came up a little bit since the solar zoning. You know, a lot of this comprehensive plan, there's been parts changed here and there over the last 30 years, but there's some things, you know, that weren't an issue maybe, if you call it that, 30 years ago, that are becoming more of I don't want to call it an issue, but it's things that needs to be looked at closer. And so we're just kind of throwing around the idea of maybe budgeting or using ARPA money to maybe go through and have those zoning things looked at. And right now, you know, we've looked at maybe a little bit of some transitional ag areas around each town in the county, and excluding McCook, there's areas where unless if it's not agriculture, you can't build commercially into it. And so we would hate to deny a business just for that. There's some concerns over this this 30 by 30 legislation and the push that we're somewhat seeing. I know it kind of cold and hot, on and off again, but we're kind of looking into some of that. And so right now we're just kind of tossing around ideas, but we're thinking maybe we need to really take a close look at our comprehensive plan and maybe make some adjustments to it. You bet.
Giles Bowman, Fairborn manager on gravel purchases.
Yeah, Giles stopped by. Actually, we discussed a couple things, one being the gravel. Giles just came to the Board of Commissioners to visit with us. Right now, Giles is planning on getting gravel from EIA Sand and Gravel in the amount of $6,500. And then Lakeside Sand and Gravel in the amount of $6,250. And that's basically, Giles is looking into his budget essentially and what he's got for graveling. EIA has agreed to donate the sand for some of the cutting events that are going on at the Kiplinger. So that's a big savings. I know last year Giles said he spent around $5,500 on sand. So again, EIA agreed to donate the sand. So that's good. And along with the gravel, we were just discussing semis and trailers and so forth. And so he's going to be borrowing the one from Household Hazardous Waste to haul in some of his own gravel this year, which will also save us on freight rates and that. So that was one thing that we discussed. The second thing we discussed was tables and chairs up at the fairgrounds. You know, obviously everything ages. We have some chairs up there that are in pretty tough shape, some of which have been welded on, and Giles wanted to get some new tables and chairs up there, especially in the community building where we host weddings and wedding receptions and graduation parties and so forth. And so Giles brought in a couple bids from two vendors, one being Uline and one being Mighty Light. He bid 100 chairs at $7,900 and 12 tables at $3,924. The Mighty Light was the cheaper of the two vendors. They're basically carrying Mighty Light product. And these tables and chairs are rated for 1,000 pounds and have, I believe he said, a 12-year warranty on them. So they have really good warranty. I know they're kind of spendy, but where you know, have so much use out of them, like the community building does, it's good to buy quality. And so total price on all the tables and chairs and also a chair rack was $12,588 without the freight. As a board, we voted to go ahead and purchase that, make that purchase with ARPA money. And so we did that, and that concluded our time there with Giles. So
consent agenda, had a few items there as well.
Yeah, we approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. We approved accounts payable claims in the amount of $249,483. We also approved resolution number 1512, book 24, page 19, to transfer up to $100,000 from inheritance fund to the number 2700 to self-insurance fund number 1275. And again, this thing, we're doing really good on our self-insurance right now. It's just that obviously for the Crystal, if she collects taxes, it comes in waves. And so right now we're just doing that to make sure we can cover costs. Chances are we won't use it and it'll be able to go back into the inheritance fund. But it's just precautionary money flow, measured there, Rich. And then also we authorized chairman's signature on family resources agreement. Again, this came up when the state auditor came out and said, like, with nonprofit organizations and so forth at the county, you got to be careful what you donate to and so forth. And so with the assistance of Paul Wood, they drafted up a contract between them and the Family Resource Center and the county. And so we agreed to go along with that contract. And then also the last item there was authorized chairman signature on sales agreement with Nebraska Machine for a new backhoe, or not a new backhoe, but new to us backhoe. We discussed, I believe at last meeting, and we went ahead and purchased that 2017 Caterpillar backhoe for the price of $88,000. And that was also to be used with ARPA money to be used for that purchase, Rich.
And then a couple of correspondence as well.
Yep, we had a correspondence from Figgins Construction, just letting us know that they were interested in our business again this year. And then also MEDC, invite to the annual meeting, which will be held March 14th. We had those two correspondence, Rich.
And then one reports, clerk's report, and that was it.
Yeah, we had the clerk and the clerk of the district court, clerk's office, took in $7,561.29. And the clerk of district court took in $2,428.35. And then we also had the treasurer's notice of public sale closure. Again, just FYI, on one property, didn't sell at the tax sale there, Rich. And so that wrapped up the reports.
And that wrapped up the meeting.
It did wrap up the meeting. I just wanted to throw one more thing out there, Rich, too, is right now we're, again, I know I've said this before, but if you've ever had an interest in becoming a jailer at the jail, we're really in need of some jailers. And so I just throw that out there. Good work environment. I know you got to be wired for it, right? You know, it's a different type of work, but we invite anybody that has any interest to being a jailer at the jail to stop on down, pick up an application, and or a deputy if you've ever had an interest in serving in law enforcement. And really, they go hand in hand. They're both law enforcement, and you're doing a good thing for the community, and we'd sure appreciate it if you come down, show some interest, get an application if it's ever been kind of on your heart to do so. So
next meeting is going to be coming up on the 25th.
The 25th, yes,
very
sir.
Very good. All
yes,
right. Sir. And again, all the, these meetings are open to the public, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, if there's something, if there's something out there that you're seeing or that you don't like or that you feel like needs changed or adjusted, give us a call. I mean, we're more than happy to visit. And again, that's who we're here for, is the people and represent the people. And so, absolutely, if there's anything, give us a call. Stop up at the meetings. You bet.
Appreciate the time as always, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Maybe next time you come in here, there'll be a drink waiting for you.
There might be. I don't know. She's up. Look, see, she's looking over here. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
She's got rabbit ears. She can
hear
everything.
She can hear right through that wall, can't she?
Sure. You bet. Certainly can. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rich.